This is Messages from the Universe with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. Here, Lori delivers information from the Mastery Realms related to astrology, planetary influences, energy surges, and generally how we are evolving. She connects with angels, guides, ascended masters, astro beings, and those that come forward with messages to help us on our journey. Welcome, everyone, to Messages from the Universe podcast.
Hello, I am Lori Wondra, and thank you for listening. As humans, we are waking to our inner energy and our connection to the universe. Many are finding you want to do something with this feeling or this knowledge, this urge or this inner calling to discover what is my purpose. And some might say that calling is to fulfill your mission. I'm finding more people are looking for their purpose. In other words, they might not be feeling fulfilled in where they presently are and are feeling there's something more that's calling to them, or there's must be something more to them being here on earth. They are desiring to discover their light, to shine their light more, and to use their light. Sometimes they can't explain, what is that light? Where is it coming from? Why do I have it? What do I use it for? The term light worker is based on the concept that we are light. A light worker is a term often used to describe individuals who are spiritually inclined and dedicated to spreading light, love, and positive energy into the world. These individuals are believed to have a higher purpose, which is to assist in the spiritual awakening and evolution of humanity. And light workers are rumored to transform others and change their way of thinking. They're thought to be compassionate, intuitive souls who use their inner light to uplift others and contribute to the greater awakening of humanity. But since we are all energy, and essentially we all are light, don't all of us work light to some form or fashion? I'd like to cover today just some of the purpose and traits of maybe what a light worker is, the different roles and types that a light worker might take on through a lifetime, because they do change, and maybe some internal light or impact or things that you can look at or resonate with. Maybe you are a carrier of light and you don't call yourself that, or the familiarity of the term hasn't really registered in your mental processes quite yet. Maybe the awakening process is coming into the discovery of your light on a greater definition. Let's jump in. Let's talk about the light worker's purpose and some of their traits. Well, light workers feel an enormous pull towards helping others. They are often referred to as crystal babies, indigos, earth angels, star seeds, children of the sun, high vibration of beings, and many, many, many other labels. From a young age, light workers exhibit greater kindness and compassion towards others. You might find that they rescue animals or other living beings that are in distress. That includes plants, trees, anything that has a living vibrational value. Now, these characteristics are not always born into a human, but can evolve also over time. They might tend to also choose professions where their empathetic nature can be used to assist those in need, such as nursing, therapy, healing, coaching, leading, teaching, and others. They might find themselves starting life in one profession and moving to a profession that carries some of those characteristics of helping others. Light workers are often called intuitive and guided by their internal compass, more heart-centered. They perceive emotions and needs in others, allowing them to direct their healing powers effectively in that direction. They are often balanced between using the heart as a compass and a healthy mental process or processes and beliefs that help both anchor them as well as drive them into action. And either can be used at any given time to move forward in life. Their mission is to make a positive impact, whether through small acts of kindness or larger scale efforts. They often have no time for large crowds, gossip, or those that are loud and arrogant. They are selective in where, when, and who they connect with, as they are aware of their energy and what feeds or starves them. And when you listen to these purpose and traits, do you find yourself in this list? Maybe this is part of your evolution, that you're shifting where You no longer like loud crowds. You are finding you are becoming more intuitive, that you are using your heart, and then your mental processes have changed in order to follow your heart more. You find that you've embraced and dove into the acts of kindness and compassion and really prefer love over competition. Lightworkers are individuals who feel a deep calling to contribute to the world by bringing more light and positivity. They do not have to have experienced deep trauma in life to be called to this role. They are not victims nor heroes, but honest in their energy. They come in various forms, each with unique gifts and missions. In a sense, I really believe we are all lightworkers, as we work light. Just like we are all humans, we all have different skills, and sometimes we have multiple skills. Sometimes those skills or those lessons or learnings have changed over a lifetime. Just as our light changes over a lifetime, our call to responsibility or missions or our purpose also changes. Here are some of the different types of lightworkers that I believe make up the broad span of lightworkers. Now, lightworkers take on various roles. Some can be gatekeepers or protectors or grid workers, and I call those that shield and guard people against negative entities or other dimensions and protect other lightworkers. They might do this in real life or light or in dream or sleep time. There are the transmuters, these that manifest change and wield light like a hammer. They neutralize negative energy and transform it into light, often finding themselves in challenging situations. There are the witnesses. They travel and watch over humanity. They are called to witness change. Sometimes that is in birth or death. They don't need to create the change, but they are being called to witness that it is happening or that it is complete. There are the earth touch lightworkers and those that watch over plants and animals. They bring honoring practices to others and the reminder of the connection that humans have to earth. They remind us to look to the skies just as equally as we look to the ground, that the energy above us is connected to the energy beneath us, and certainly the energy we carry within. There are the astral travelers, souls that navigate between worlds, using lucid dreaming and astral projection for insights and growth. They are aware of the dimensions or have a curiosity of what might be beyond, and continue to explore those places that some of don't have access to. There are the healers and light keepers. Their mission is to heal humanity and individuals. They inspire and support those in need. And this can be physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and astrally. There are the way showers and the dreamers that guide people even if they never physically meet. They help individuals master life's lessons and create pathways for others to follow or help individuals find their own path. They're on the messenger and oracle lightworkers, gifted with receiving and delivering messages from the spiritual realm and other dimensions. They guide through intuition or artistic gifts. They teach and speak and explain, and their passion is to help others evolve, grow, and understand the light that everyone is. There are the blueprint lightworkers, and they shape the direction of humanity at large. They carry the maps. They're the keepers of directions and pathways. They have access to these directions and pathways and the maps of the universe to drive change, engaging others as they go, or sometimes needing to work solely if they're called to. There are the grid workers connected to the Earth's ley lines. They work with the planet's energetic infrastructure. They understand the vibrational values of water, crystals, the natural conduits of the planet, how energy is moved and replenished through lightning, solar flares, and the rays of the sun, how portals and gateways respond to our energy fields, and how we create or destroy our personal portals while sometimes trying to create new ones. There are the light runners, those that are on alert for the frequencies, the tools, and the uses of the future. They are the testers, the triers, the warriors that filter those things that might make sense to future individuals and fend off things that may slow or harm other workers. They're often bored with the present or past information or the spin on old information as something new. They seek truth and insight and new and valid and pristine information that's not been here before. than the light keepers. They maintain a positive outlook, helping others see the goodness in life and acting as beacons of joy and hope. They hold light for others when others may question or raise doubt. They are great grounders, and they're not rushed for the future, nor are they stuck in the past, but tend to honor the robustness of each present moment, understanding its power in the past and the future. Now, these roles often overlap, and lightworkers may embody multiple aspects. The roles change and evolve to where is needed at any given time, and the person's talent or their desire. Is there burnout? The level of responsibility has changed. If you're underutilized, the universe will ask you to raise your hand and step up for more. If you've completed a mission or you're done, the responsibilities are complete. The responsibilities and learnings are forever changing. And I believe if you've listened to the list, you would say, I'm not one, but many, or components of many. Now, what's the internal light and impact? Well, lightworkers wield their immense internal light for the benefit of others. And what that means is filled with the frequency of love or other emotions that are healthy to individuals, they beam that energy out to others. Their light can influence a person's mood, health, relationships, and certainly the work environment. And while the term lightworker was first coined or believed to be coined in the 1980s, these beings have existed throughout history, guiding humanity forward for as long as time. In times of the pyramids, the lightworkers would literally shine mirrors from one chamber to another through a robust mirroring channeling system. These were lightworkers at that time. Those that transpired for fire makers or fire starters, to candle makers or those that would harvest oil from whales for the oil lamps. They've carried various titles tied to light, but this light that I speak about is related more to the vibrational value that we carry, our light and our appearance from an energetic field, felt in vibration and seen from the heavens with color. Today's lightworkers use their knowledge and energy to help advance humanity's collective consciousness, often one person at a time, but also on grander scales, in writing books, public speaking, gatherings, and yes, even podcasts. In summary, the lightworkers are compassionate, intuitive souls who use their inner light to uplift others and contribute to the greater awakening of humanity. I've long known that beings from beyond see us as light, as colors, orbs, and rays. We are light, and we shine differently. We come from light, we emit light, and we work our light. At times, the roles may shift depending on the individual's growth, as well as what is needed on the planet. Lightworkers can find there are times they need a break, a rest, a time that you don't need to be shining quite so much. This might be a rest time, or it might be a time of being upgraded for a new or different role, or you've completed part of your soul agreement or a mission that you're on, and now it's rest time before you're called back in for your next mission. There's some simple guidelines that every lightworker should know in how to approach the next few years. I share this because I believe that we will be called to shine our light brighter, to cast that light to a broader stance, to shift the roles that maybe we had in the past and move into a different phase. Many of you might be thinking of leaving careers, trying something new. Well, that might be a different place you need to put your light. Maybe you're moving your homes or relationships. Those are all callings of the souls to move your light or use your light in a different way. So what are some of those guidelines? Well, one, stay out of fear. That's old energy and no longer useful for you. It takes up space that needs to be cleared and filled with divine new energy. New energy. This new energy is coming to us at a higher vibration and it needs more space. You need this new energy as you've outgrown the old energy vibrations. They are beginning to feel uncomfortable, and often what we are feeling is fear of any change. So let fear go. This will create the new space that's required. Fear moves you from your heart to your brain. Fear lowers your vibration. And when you are vibrating at a lower frequency, you lose track of your core. You become ungrounded. Lower energies collect low vibrations, and they eat up the higher vibrations. Low energies feed on fear and they grow. Don't be afraid, as all is as it should be, and it is all orchestrated as planned. Stay out of fear. Stay in the vibration of love, compassion, happiness, joy. Come back to your heart. Number two, understand your association with Gaia, with Mother Earth. You cannot take a breath or move a step on Mother Earth without being one with her creation. You are all one with dirt, rocks, plants, trees, birds, animals. There is no separation. This would be the same with your fellow humans. Because we are all connected, where one feels, all feels it. When Mother Earth hurts, we all hurt. We feel her pain. There are growing, changing pains. And much like Mother Earth is going through shifts, so are we. Aches, pains, pressure builds up. And we feel it in our sinus. Our ears are shifting similar to the earthquakes, the storms, the heat waves. Mother Earth also feels these in her core. We are all going through changes to prepare us for these new frequencies, these new energies. Mother Earth is changing and shifting to enable herself to sustain herself in the future. And we also must shift in ways that will allow us to sustain ourselves in the future. We're moving from individual to community. We're being called to help shift in Earth and with people. Therefore, we must shift ourselves. We're being called to service. You may find your gifts and abilities are expanding, or you may discover a new gift emerge in areas you believed you had no capability. We are needed now to help ease the transition of all by explaining, teaching, sharing, and just holding that energetic space for others that might need our help. To do this, many of us are awakening to gifts we always had. They were always there. We're just more aware of them, and we're more curious. And when we clear away the fear, we have space to hold them. Three, stop thinking so much and overanalyzing. You ask, how can I do that when I am human? And that is all I know. To think, to analyze, to think again and analyze again and again and again. Yes, you are human, but you are a light being, and this means you are energy. And because you are energy, you have the ability to access information on a multitude of levels. Use your intuition. Learn to trust and use your intuition. Be curious about your intuition. Go with your first answer. Practice using your intuition. Use your energy to focus on intuition and not reason first. Logic is there and we need it, but it's not always required. Sometimes we don't need to know. Trust that you know exactly what you need to know at that moment. And if you're analyzing too much, maybe it's just something you don't need to put your energy into. Trust your instinct that it will take you to a place where synchronicity steps in, where the universe aligns and leads you. Trust you will be taken care of and that all will align with ease and grace and elegance. Number four, shine the light for you. Stop telling yourself you don't deserve. Stop putting yourself last or lower on the list. Begin to do the things that are meaningful and are important to you. Be of service to your heart. This is not a time to pretend to yourself and just get by or just accept the little drips of energy you allow yourself. This is the time to pay attention to your core, to understand what feeds it, what fills it, and go after those things. Remove any drama or sticky cords that don't belong to you anymore. Send them away with love for healing. Know yourself. Know your core. What charges you? Know what fills your tanks. Pay attention and say yes to those things that the universe is bringing to you. Your light, your brightness. Let others see your brightness. But do not be responsible for making their brightness. They will need to learn how to ignite their own flame. Just show your own brightness, sometimes holding that space for them, but they will come along in their due time. Five, expect peace. Don't wonder because it just is. You don't need to ask for all that you need, you have. It's already yours. You don't need to ask. You just need to claim it. Stay in your core because it's all there. It's asleep, just waiting to be awoken, to get to work, to provide, to sense, to feel, to excite. It's there. Feel it, breathe it, access it by setting your clear intents to use it. And in doing so, you're in the flow. You're not chasing something. Expect peace. Number six, expect evolution. Expect change. Expect transition. Expect to be a lifelong learner for this lifetime and the next and the next and the next. And when you approach your opportunities with the goal to learn, to be curious, you do. You learn, and then you move on. And then you have the ability to say, I have now learned from this opportunity, and I'm ready for the next opportunity. No, you're never done, but isn't that exciting? That's the adventure of the human spirit, that evolution is part of what we do. Seven, expect love. And I'm talking about deep love within your soul. It's the connection with core, your center, and all that you are and all that you have ever been. It is accessing your blueprint. Expect love. Take it in. Bask in it. It is overwhelmingly available. Yet, as humans, we often hesitate to receive it in the off chance we may feel pain. This doesn't make sense when you avoid love to protect yourself. To shield yourself from love goes against why you're here. It goes against your natural vibration. You are meant to love, and you are meant to be loved, and you are meant to experience love. Expect that. Now, determining if you are a light worker can involve reflecting on your actions, your intentions, and the impact on others and the world around you. Some signs that you may be a light worker include feeling a strong desire to spread positivity, having a natural inclination to help and heal others, feeling a deep connection to spiritual or metaphysical concepts, or suddenly experiencing a sense of repurpose. You might have the deep desire to contribute to the betterment of humanity. It's important to remember that being a light worker is an individual journey, and the specific signs and experiences can vary from each and every person. I do believe that we all are light workers in some form, fashion, or capacity. I do believe that we're finding how we can use our light for ourselves, for our fellow humans, for humanity and for mankind, and for our experience here on Earth. Don't get hung up on labels. I've only given you some groundwork for you to explore the concept of light and where you might fit in, and some terms that maybe will help you explain to yourself or to others what you're experiencing through this masterful time of evolution. The truth is we all are energy, we vibrate, and part of that vibration is manifested in the form of light. So I encourage you, shine your light, be bright, be bold. I'm Lori Wondra of Your Life Core, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Messages from the Universe podcast with Lori Wondra of Your Life Core. For current events or to schedule a private session with Lori, please visit yourlifecore.com.